Hey John, welcome to a special episode of Crypto Slam Clubhouse. I'm doing this one solo, just because we have had many great guests on in the past, and with this one, we just wanted to focus on a little bit more. You are the CEO of Mythical Games. I'm familiar with your company. I've tracked it and understood some of the history behind it. For some time now, you guys have been in Web3, but folks these days are just starting to know you guys because you just launched some really cool, interesting properties and games. Why don't you go through like a brief history of Mythical Games and what's the latest happening with you guys?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. But yeah, we've been at it for a little while now. So we actually started Mythical in 2018. I'd say most of our executive team and frankly most of our company is pretty deep from the gaming industry, right? So we've had a lot of experience with we call now Web2 but PC console in particular we had a lot of experience with back in the day. Mobile we've had a lot of experience with as well. And really, we started the company after I sold my last company to Niantic in 2018. To really focus on what we thought was next, right? And we saw, obviously two big things happening. One, we saw free to play kind of moved our industry from 100 million gamers a month to nearly 4 billion gamers. And the second one, so we suddenly have massive amount of players that are playing in these worlds. And then the second one was really around content, right? We started seeing what we consider UGC, which is everything from esports, influencers, brands, musicians, celebrities getting involved in games. And we started seeing more content being produced than any one game studio could ever make on their own. So we kind of suddenly had this world of players and a world of stakeholders. And we really viewed Mythical as really kind of helping focus on the next generation of games. How do we bring those stakeholders, players into the game economies themselves? And that was really our thesis back in the day. Meanwhile, I've been a technologist most of my life and got sucked into things like CryptoKitties and all that very early on. And noticed some very key consumer behavior shifts. Instead of thinking of an asset as purely entertainment now, when I had a dropped $800 on 2D images of cats, and suddenly I was thinking to myself, why did I do that? And really thought about, it's really about consumer freedom. It's I have a decision of what I want to do with this, right? I can burn it, I can play it, I can breed it in their case, I could sell it at a profit, I could sell it at a loss, but it was really my decision. And we felt that was a very powerful mechanic to kind of bring these worlds of stakeholders and players together. So that's really kind of the thesis of Mythical. I wouldn't say we started off purely as a blockchain company. We really wanted to use blockchain as a tech infrastructure to make these new economies a reality.
And what is UGC? That's user-generated content, right?
User-generated content, yeah. So I know it's used for a variety of terms, but we kind of use it pretty loosely in terms of, really everyone getting involved directly in the game economies and whatever their contribution is into those games.
Yeah, I guess you guys were pioneers in that aspect. I mean, who could have thought that NFTs would have made it this far, even back to 2020 when it still wasn't mainstream, right? So you guys have had a head start there. What's going on at Mythical now? What's happening today? I know there's some big things happening.
We've had some big things happening. Yeah. So we obviously put our first game out, Blanco's Block Party on PC, which ended up being kind of the first Web3 economy game on the Epic Games Store. And we're happy to follow it up this year. We just launched NFL Rivals. So it's a game we've been working on for a little while now with it's kind of a direct partnership with the National Football League, as well as at the NFL Players Association. So we've been able to kind of work with both those groups for a while now. And our goal was really, how do we come up with a new gaming experience that truly is a game first, that brings concepts of this ownership into the game? And so we've been working with them for a while. The game just came out on iOS and Google, so you can find it in either of the app stores right now. It's completely free to play, but it really does have a lot of Web3 concepts very natively built into the game itself.
What is the target audience for this particular NFL Rivals game? Is it a fan of the NFL? Is it a gamer? I'd really want to understand that.
Yeah, so the reason we picked this genre too, right? So when you go into a game with a company like the NFL, you really have to kind of figure out, what am I building, right? What's the league? What's the kind of, where am I playing? What's the genre I'm going for? And I'd say in sports titles, there's predominantly three main genres that we've seen. One is obviously simulation. So you have games like Madden or FIFA. And those are great games, right? They're trying to recreate absolutely every detail of the sport digitally. So every play, every penalty, they're trying to recreate that experience. And that's, it's an amazing property, right? Some of these games have been around for 30 years. And for that, it's a pretty hardcore audience though. So they monetize well, but it's a very difficult game to make, but it's a very difficult, game to kind of expand to a big audience because it is such a hardcore experience. And kind of on the other side, there's fantasy, right? So there's games where I can pick my lineup, I can set it in my lineup, and I kind of set it and forget it, right? So I kind of put it out there and then it plays out in whatever happens in real life. And that's a very, very popular genre as well. But it's really, for us, we didn't think it had the player agency, that interactive activity that we wanted. So we really have kind of focused around what we call arcade team manager, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a combination of the two, right? It's not simulation. It's a 9v9. You're basically setting your lineup, but you can still throw fireballs. So if you remember games back in the day, I treasured, were games like NFL Blitz or NBA Jam, those at Tecmo Bowl even, right? Where it's not super realistic, but you really were able to control some of the action. So that's the genre we played in. And what we love about that is it really does appeal to a pretty massive audience. So we think we're going to be able to hit, 10, 20 million players with this style of game.
Wow. So that really speaks to me. I played NBA Jam when I was a kid, like Boom Shakalaka, dunk from the fire. Half line. Yeah. Is there aspects of that gameplay in there?
There's a little bit, yeah. So there's, when you're playing the game, you can throw back. If you have the right quarterback and you get the right play, you're throwing a fireball, right?
That is cool.
There's also a lot of great plays. I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet, but there's a lot of one-handed catches and backflips when you catch. And it's a little, like I said, it's a little arcade style, but it's a lot of fun. My favorite is when you get a touchdown, watching some of those celebrations. I mean, I think at one point I saw Travis Kelce like inflate a football and then jumps on it and rides around the stadium. Right. So it is a little bit of fantasy in there. It's a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, you're setting your lineup, you're picking your players, but you can trade those players. You can sell those players to other players. You own a lot of those assets. Right. And that's where it starts to get really fun.
That sounds great. I'm going to try this actually. This is, it sounds fun. And that's the type of game that I want to play. It's like more casual, not, something in depth, but that's very awesome. So tell us about the infrastructure behind this. There's a Mythos chain. Like, what is that? And, tell us more about that because we're going to be featuring it on Crypto Slam very soon. We're going to be tracking your stuff. All the data is going to be coming in. So let us know what this Mythos chain is.
Yeah, definitely. So it's really kind of right now we're on kind of our V2, as I mentioned, we've been doing this for a little while. So we had a V1 chain back in the day, which we kind of retired. This is kind of our version 2 of our tech. It's an EVM chain. So it's a full EVM compatible chain. We call it obviously a permissioned L1. So there's nodes behind it, but it is a custodial chain right now. Now we have the ability to go fully non-custodial, but because we're really targeting these gamers that are not super familiar with Web3, there is a custodial aspect to it. I'm logging into an account and the account's basically kind of, taking care of my key management and all that. So we are a custodial account. It's been something we've been doing. We actually launched this V2 back in December 22. And it's growing incredibly well. So what we love about it is a couple things. One, we're very compliant with all these app stores, right? So we can guarantee delivery of assets. You can buy in fiat and make sure everything gets recorded on chain. So we've done a lot of work around that. We have kind of what we call a reservation system. Think of it as an escrow. So if you start a process at Apple or Google, we'll kind of lock an asset for temporarily until we see that transaction complete. And then we can guarantee delivery of that asset. If you stop that transaction or that transaction fails, we'll release that action, that item back on the chain. So there's some really cool technology that we put in place to really protect consumers, to really make sure that they can onboard very easily. Every player gets a wallet instantly. If you already have a wallet, you can kind of start linking those together. You can eventually bridge in and out. So I can bridge back and forth to MetaMask or OpenSea or anything else I want to. But it's really been made for kind of a beginner to come in without any knowledge and start getting the benefits of what we think comes from Web3 economies.
Amazing. So one thing I've understood in my many years of crypto, I'm an ancient guy now. I started in 2016, 17, is that every blockchain has this ecosystem underneath it. It has this community, really. What is the Mythos chain community like? And what is success going to be for the chain going forward?
So Mythos chain, let me also clarify one thing, I guess, there as well. So we've been calling it the Mythical chain, and we've recently kind of are rebranding, frankly, with CryptoSlam as kind of this Mythos chain. So Mythos is actually a foundation that Mythical helped get off the ground, but it is a full Mythos DAO, right? It's a DAO infrastructure. There's about 22 partners right now that are kind of founding members of Mythos. It's everybody from esports groups like FaZe Clan and Gen.G out of South Korea. We have Metaverse Web 3 companies like Animoca or Hadean or Line out of Japan. But then we have a lot of game developers, a lot of mostly traditional Web 2 developers that are getting into Web 3. So we have groups like Krafton that makes PUBG, Square Enix, Bandai Namco, Ubisoft, all of these great companies that have kind of joined behind Mythos. So what we're basically doing is we're setting up kind of the first chain within what we consider, we've been kind of nicknaming it the Mythos Superchain. Because what we're finding is some game developers want to work directly on our chain, on the Mythical subchain. And then other groups are now we're starting to talk, and they're not quite ready yet, but they're going to start looking at having their own chain, right? And what we want to do with the Mythos Superchain is the ability to kind of link them all together, right? So that we can have one infrastructure, whether you're running your own with your own token or you're running off of our chain, they all talk. They all are very secure. They're all made for gaming. We're going to lend a lot of our tech to these other gaming partners. So as they bring out some of their tech, we want to have some of our tech involved there so they can be compliant with all the app stores. They can make sure they're protecting gamers at all costs as well. So Mythos will end up being a collection of kind of hopefully a bunch of different game developers coming together. But right now it's predominantly a Mythical chain behind the scenes.
That's amazing. And where do you expect, we may have a few weeks until we get to reflect the full volume of what's happening on the Mythos chain.
Yeah.
But where do you expect it to be around on our rankings?
You know, what's really interesting, we have a block explorer out there, so people could actually go and go through the data. You know, obviously some block explorers can be a little cryptic for people. So what I love about what we're doing with CryptoSlam is your team makes it super, super easy to understand what's happening, right? You can see the volumes, you can see the buyers. I mean, I love that you guys are even showing wash trading on things like Ethereum and all that. I love that. I think you guys are making it very, very easy to understand what's happening. I think the world's going to be a little shocked when they see our data, to be super honest with you. You know, we know where we're at and we know how much we transact per day. Right now, we'll probably be number three in terms of total sales. I'd say maybe between three and four. We'll probably swap a little bit back and forth. So you obviously have kind of Ethereum and Solana are still kind of the kings of the space. They're doing a lot, though. They're not just gaming. They're also art PFPs and all these different projects. We're just gaming. But we're already up there. Like I said, it depends on the daily basis. We've been watching it. We're either number three or number four almost every single day. So we're very excited. Kind of us and Polygon seem to kind of switch back and forth on a daily basis, it seems like. So we're pretty much at the sales volume of Polygon. But the really interesting thing is our transaction volume. We are very, very high on the transaction volume. In fact, I think we'll be rivaling, if not rivaling, Ethereum in terms of transaction volume very soon. So we're excited on where it's going. What we've seen is gaming is a very, it's a much more steady growth. Crypto has a tendency to be incredibly volatile, you know, so one day it's up and one day it's down. But what the key difference is what you'll see is that, you know, Ethereum is still doing about $500 per transaction, which to me, I still consider that not necessarily a consumer price point, right? That's still more of an investor or a little bit of a speculation price point on these assets. We're sitting at basically an average transaction of about $17 to $20. Now that's up since for about $12 back in December. So we have seen about a 50% growth, but we still think that $17 to $18 is really what a gaming price point could be, right? These are actual game assets. These are not speculative projects. You know, these are things you can use from day one and you can suddenly bring them into game and have real utility. So I think our volume is going to surprise people a little bit, but we're so excited to be listed with you very soon and kind of showing the growth.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited about that as well. What's next for you guys? Let's fast forward 6 months. What's next for Mythical Games?
Yeah, so obviously we're going to be putting a lot of effort into NFL Rivals. The game is out in kind of what we call the off season with a zero, so season zero. We'll be growing that very steadily until the kickoff, which will become season one. So I think we have a couple big surprises coming. We've been partnering up with companies in the sports collectible space. We've been partnering up with the NFLPA to do even more things with the players. We think there's an opportunity for players to actually come into the game, which will be really exciting. So there's going to be a lot of work around NFL Rivals. Obviously, Blanco's Block Party is one of titles we're still supporting and growing, and we'll have some big announcements, I think, this summer. And that'll basically be moving kind of from our older chain tech into our Mythos chain as well. And then the third one is we have another game that's right on the heels of NFL Rivals. So this game is called Nitro Nation World Tour. It's a racing title for mobile. So it's in another iOS and Google Play app. Another one we've been working with those groups are out to get out the door. Beautiful, beautiful game. We have about 155 cars already licensed in the game. I think we'll have 200 by the time the game comes out this summer. It's going into soft launch in literally a few weeks. So you're already going to start seeing transactions on CryptoSlam around that. People are already starting to trade workshops, and very soon they'll start trading vehicles. But it is an absolutely gorgeous game. We partnered up with a company called CM Games. They had a previous title, a previous Nitro Nation franchise title that came out about 5 years ago that had 80 million players. So just under 100 million players in that game. We're bringing out a very high quality sequel with that team in literally a couple months. So that's what's next on the list. And then we have four or five other games kind of in various forms of development that we'll hopefully announce later this year. But, you know, we want to keep bringing out these kind of best in class games.
Super exciting stuff. Where do we catch up with your latest updates? Like, are you guys on Twitter or LinkedIn?
Yeah, so definitely. So, I mean, obviously I have a personal Twitter account at John Was Taken, but more importantly, please follow Mythical. So at Play Mythical, or any of our games, at Play Blancos, at Play NFL Rivals, at Nitro Nation. So you'll find those games. Please follow them. A lot of exciting updates coming. We're already seeing communities in the tens of thousands, even pre-launch for all these games. NFL, like I said, we've had about 150,000 players just in the last couple of weeks of soft launch. So I think we'll be hopefully in the millions of players very quickly. So great communities to join, and a lot of updates coming.
John, thanks so much for joining us today. This was amazing. I encourage everyone to check out those socials, and thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.